For Americans who are old enough to remember the Nixon years, the name Henry Kissinger is a household word. The German-born Jewish refugee who became a Harvard political scientist managed and reshaped U.S. policy toward Russia, China, and Vietnam. For younger listeners, his is a name that largely disappeared from headlines a quarter of a century ago. So for an introduction to Dr. Kissinger, we've called on Walter Isaacson, author of Kissinger, a Biography. Walter Isaacson, first, what's the most important thing for us to know about Henry Kissinger?
Well, he was very good at understanding the way different things in the world are linked, how one action in one corner of the globe reverberates in another corner. And he had that instinctive feel for how foreign policy works, not quite the same instinctive feel, though, for the openness and honesty of a democracy.
He was National Security Advisor to President Nixon before he was made Secretary of State as well. But in the first job, he actually did a lot of the groundwork for the breakthrough to China.
Yes, he helped the opening for the American relationship with China, and then helped negotiate what brought an end to American involvement in the Vietnam War. Both of these things he did while he was National Security Advisor during President Nixon's first term between 1969 and 1972.
As you say, he was a man who got a lot of work done in the shadows and wasn't a great fan of diplomacy out in the open, I guess.
He had a real penchant for secrecy. He made the secret journey to China, the secret bombings of North Vietnam, and the secret invasion of Cambodia. So he did believe that foreign policy was best conducted in secret. In some ways, he was right, but I also think that was a weakness of his foreign policy. People's blood either boils or they admire Kissinger excessively. There's very little middle ground with Kissinger. Most people either love him or hate him.
Of course, it was quite remarkable at the time for the man who led U.S. diplomacy to speak with this thick German accent. He is a very European character among American statesmen.
He was a refugee from Nazi Germany, came over in the late 1930s when he was a young teenager, and a lot of his worldview was reflected in that what the Germans call Realpolitik, a very realist view of the balance of powers in this world.
He was very influential in the Nixon administration and still in the Ford administration. He did not come back for a major starring role in the Republican presidency of Ronald Reagan.
No, in fact, Ronald Reagan ran against Henry Kissinger when he first challenged Gerald Ford for the Republican nomination. Kissinger was very much of a realist. He believed in détente with Russia, the Soviet Union. And Reagan's foreign policy was much more moralistic and anti-Soviet, and Kissinger was in some ways a whipping boy for the more conservative elements of the Republican Party back in the late 1970s, and he was certainly not brought back into power during the Reagan years.
Yeah, it was said that Henry Kissinger felt in the late 1970s, and I wonder if you found this to be the case when you studied him, that the U.S. was destined to at best tie the Soviet Union in world competition. He seemed to think that they had more enduring discipline than we did, and therefore our job was to negotiate the best second-place finish we could in the world.
That was the conservative criticism of Kissinger, and the criticism also of the neoconservatives like Senator Henry Jackson. I think that Kissinger did not have an appreciation for the strength that America had that came from the openness of its democracy, and he felt in some ways that Russia was like Sparta, more disciplined. I think he, as a good student of history, he should remember that in the very end, Athens was the one who came out ahead and not Sparta, and that democracy is a source of strength.
And now he's given the brief to try to figure out what, if anything, went wrong before September 11th. Just very briefly, what does your gut tell you he's likely to find?
Well, you know, Henry Kissinger has always had an appreciation for American intelligence, but also a healthy skepticism about American intelligence. He's particularly good at wanting to make sure intelligence information gets put in an analytic framework, and he gets quite impatient, or he did over the years, when others failed to do so. I think he will find that the real problem was putting all of the intelligence we had into the right intellectual framework, and that there was a laziness of thinking that happened amongst our intelligence agencies who were not communicating with each other.
Walter Isaacson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Walter Isaacson, about 10 years ago, wrote the book Kissinger, A Biography. He is currently the chairman of CNN.